Susanna never saw his face. Her attention was fixed on the emerging right hand and the dull green sphere it held. That was all she needed to see. Roland's gun crashed. The dwarf was hammered backward. A shrill cry of pain and rage rose from his tiny mouth as he landed on the sidewalk. The grenade bounced out of his hand and rolled back into the same arch through which he had emerged. Detta was gone, like a dream, and Susanna looked from the smoking gun to the tiny sprawled figure on the sidewalk with surprise, horror, and dismay.
"Oh, my Jesus! I shot him! Eddie, I shot him!"
"Gray's die!"
Little Lord Fauntleroy tried to scream these words defiantly, but they came out in a bubbling choke of blood that drenched the few remaining white patches on his frilly shirt. There was a muffled explosion from inside the overgrown plaza of the corner building, and the shaggy carpets of green stuff hanging in front of the arches billowed outward like flags in a brisk gale. With them came clouds of choking, acrid smoke. Eddie flung himself on top of Susanna to shield her and felt a gritty shower of concrete fragments, all small ones, luckily, patter down on his back, his neck, and the crown of his head. There was a series of unpleasantly wet smacking sounds to his left. He opened his eyes a crack, looked in that direction, and saw little Lord Fauntleroy's head just coming to a stop in the gutter. The dwarf's eyes were still open, his mouth still fixed in its final snarl. Now there were other voices, some shrieking, some yelling, all furious. Eddie rolled off Susanna's chair, it tottered on one wheel before deciding to stay up, and stared in the direction from which the dwarf had come. A ragged mob of about 20 men and women had appeared, some coming from around the corner, others pushing through the mats of foliage which obscured the corner building's arches, materializing from the smoke of the dwarf's grenade like evil spirits. Most were wearing blue headscarves, and all were carrying weapons, a varied and somehow pitiful assortment of them, which included rusty swords, dull knives, and splintery clubs. Eddie saw one man defiantly waving a hammer. "Pubes," Eddie thought. "We interrupted their necktie party, and they're pissed as hell about it." A tangle of shouts, "Kill the Greys! Kill them both! They've done for Lester! God kill their eyes!" arose from this charming group as they caught sight of Susanna in her wheelchair and Eddie, who was now crouched on one knee before it. The man in the forefront was wearing a kilt-like wrap and waving a cutlass. He brandished this wildly, he would have decapitated the heavyset woman standing close behind him had she not ducked, and then charged. The others followed, yelling happily. Roland's gun pounded its bright thunder into the windy, overcast day, and the top of the kilt-wearing pube's head lifted off. The sallow skin of the woman who had almost been decapitated by his cutlass was suddenly stippled with red rain, and she voiced a sound of barking dismay. The others came on past the woman and the dead man, raving and wild-eyed. "Eddie!" Susanna screamed and fired again. A man wearing a silk-lined cape and knee boots collapsed into the street. Eddie groped for the Ruger and had one panicky moment when he thought he had lost it. The butt of the gun had somehow slipped down inside the waistband of his pants. He wrapped his hand around it and yanked hard. The fucking thing wouldn't come. The sight at the end of the barrel had somehow gotten stuck in his underwear. Susanna fired three closely spaced shots. Each found a target, but the oncoming pubes didn't slow.
"Eddie, help me!"
Eddie tore his pants open, feeling like some cut-rate version of Superman, and finally managed to free the Ruger. He hit the safety with the heel of his left palm, placed his elbow on his leg just above the knee, and began to fire. There was no need to think, no need to even aim. Roland had told them that in battle, a gunslinger's hands worked on their own, and Eddie now discovered it was true. It would have been hard for a blind man to miss at this range anyway. Susanna had cut the numbers of the charging pubes to no more than 15. Eddie went through the remainder like a storm wind in a wheat field, dropping 4 in less than 2 seconds.